Ozo Motley is the quintessential Los Angeles band. It grew out of the cracked concrete of East L.A., a band collective that came together while starting a community center and union organizing. Ozo Motley quickly attracted fans all over town with its wild brew of merengue, norteño, hip-hop, North Indian classical, rock, jazz, just about any music that could be found on the streets of L.A. What we're hearing here is from the band's first album, a loose, inviting anthem that announces Ozo Motley is here. Four members of Ozo Motley joined us at our NPR West studio. Raul Pacheco, Will Dog Abers, Osdru Sierra, and Ulises Bella. Describe for those who have never seen you on stage.
We usually will do a procession, samba procession, onto the stage. We usually cover the whole room, you know. We'll walk to every corner of the room, and because there's something definitely about feeling the drums right next to your ear, feeling that those frequencies, feeling that energy. It's like right next to you. It's like where you're expecting it to be so far away, and here it is, you know. And from there, once we get on stage, that's when we start our set. Then, of course, at the end, after we finish, we end the show in the crowd. So it's kind of like we start in the crowd and we end in the crowd, you know.
It's a big cycle, too. I mean, in the first song, you'd hear us coming in, you hear the streets. You would hear, like, the samba starting, also, Matli, ya se fue. And then we, what it really was us coming into each neighborhood in Los Angeles, because we're all from different parts of L.A., and that would bring everybody together, where it's a cumbia or a hip-hop or salsa or any kind of the rainbow of people that there is in Los Angeles. Every song is a different neighborhood that we're all from.
Ozo Motley's latest CD is Street Signs, and it opens with sounds that might be heard on the streets of Damascus or Cairo. The first tune is called Believe. Ulises Bella says after September 11th, the entire band wrote this song together.
We've always been very big fans of North African music, Algerian rai, classical Arabic music, you know, music from the Middle East, and we felt in a lot of ways that we had to incorporate that sound. It was necessary for us to do that, this record, you know. Especially now, there was such a demonization and vilification of that culture and that people that we felt that we needed to give that cultural, artistic backing.
This is my world.
From Los Angeles, this mix of songs and tunes and sort of ethnicities, this wasn't a stretch for you guys, right? You didn't have to say, let's put together a multi-ethnic band.
It was not conceived that way. It wasn't thought of. This band is not a band that was put together to necessarily make it in the industry.
It wasn't like we put an ad and it's like we're seeking a Japanese percussionist looking for a Creole guy and a couple Mexicans. It was like very organic, if there's any word for it.
What's the story behind Who Discovered America?
It's about America, really. And a lot of immigrants in this country, like my family, came to this country seeing if we could find a better life out here, and it doesn't really end up the way a lot of people expect it. You come up here and you expect things to get a little better for you, but you end up getting dealt a different set of cards. It's like you almost feel betrayed, you feel kind of heartbroken about it, and that's pretty much how the song is panned out.
Just to get what she wants, I said, oh, America.
being a band that obviously, like almost all of us, were children of immigrants, that's very fresh in our memories. Their struggles and all the things from, you know, like what language to learn or what language to use at school, you know, and not get in trouble or do this or that.
I think a lot of our perspective, you know, comes from that experience. It, you know, my grandmother, she used to get slapped with a ruler, like on her hand, really, really hard whenever she spoke Spanish in a class. And those kinds of things, if you grow up with that, you know, you have a lot of mixed feelings about yourself, about the culture that you're trying to get established in. I think we've taken the side that that difference is something that makes us really special.
The name Ozomatli, it's an Aztec word, right?
Nahua. Yeah, it's the language of the Aztecs. And what really turned us on to that name is because it represents a little monkey on the Aztec calendar. I guess he represents fire, dance, the new harvest, the orchestrator of the jungle, and a lot of mischievous going on. So I think, you know, it was perfect for the vibe of this band, you know.
We're a bunch of monkeys on stage.
Basically.
Ozomatli seems like an affirmation. It seems like a way of resolving some of the sadness or the negativity, because the band certainly is about life.
Celebration. You know, it's the celebration of one another and each other's experience, and in that finding like the commonality of us all.
From the band Ozomatli, Raul Pacheco, Uli Bea, Osdro Sierra, and Will Dog Abers. The CD is called Street Signs. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.